Transition.
Transitions.
With John Digweed. The latest loops and samples brought to you from Marvin's room. This is Transition.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you aboard this East Coast train service to Manchester. Calling at open emails, update figures, share presentation with office, forward budgeting approvals, and finally stopping at like and share photo of a grumpy cat.
With complimentary Wi-Fi on all East Coast train services for first-class travellers and 15 minutes free and standard, we're pulling out all the stops to make you feel at home. So next time you travel, enjoy our upgraded Wi-Fi service. Book now at eastcoast.co.uk. Jake Levitt, in his dingy room, grinned as he tore open the expected envelope. Dear Sir, I cannot recall the lady of whom you speak, but I meet so many people that my memory is necessarily uncertain. I am always pleased to help any fellow actress, and shall be at home if you will call this evening at 9 o'clock. Yours faithfully, Olga Stormer. Levitt nodded appreciatively. Clever note. She admitted nothing. Nevertheless, she was willing to treat. The gold mine was developing. At 9 o'clock precisely, Levitt stood outside the door of the actress's flat and pressed the bell. No one answered the summons, and he was about to press it again when he realised that the door was not latched. Zigzagging, he ran for the door, through the hall and out through the outer door, banging it behind him. He heard her voice, faint and shaky, calling, "Police! Murder!" She'd have to call louder than that before anyone was likely to hear. He'd got a start, anyway. Down the stairs he went, running down the open street, then slacking to a walk as a straying pedestrian turned the corner. He had his plan cut and dried. To Gravesend, as quickly as possible. A boat was sailing from there that night for the remoter parts of the world. He knew the captain, a man who, for a consideration, would ask no questions. Once on board and out to sea, he would be safe. At 11 o'clock, Danahan's telephone rang. Olga's voice spoke.
"Prepare a contact for Miss Ryan, will you? She's to understudy Cora. It's absolutely no use arguing. I owe her something for all the things I did to her tonight." "What?" "Yes, I think I'm out of my troubles. By the way, if she tells you tomorrow that I'm an ardent spiritualist and put her into a trance tonight, don't show open incredulity." "How?" Knockout drops in the coffee, followed by scientific passes. After that, I painted her face with purple grease paint and put a torquinette on her left arm. Mystified? Well, you must stay mystified until tomorrow. I haven't time to explain now. I must get out of the cap and apron before my faithful Maud returns from the pictures. There was a beautiful drama on tonight, she told me. But she missed the best drama of all. I played the best part tonight, Danny. The mittens won. Jake Levitt was a coward, all right. And oh, Danny, I'm an actress.